Do we like the media?
No!
Do we hate the media?
Yeah!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Sure. I can tell you that Dr. Ben Carson is a terrific guy. He endorsed me, and Chris Christie endorsed me, and he is a fantastic guy. These are two tremendous people. I'd like to have them. Frankly, Marco, I'd love to have involved.
So I'm looking at little Marco, and I say, man, there's something happening with him.
Unchained and unstoppable.
I was a young organizer and speaker not so long back from Vietnam on the first Earth Day in 1970.
The planet has a fever.
Today, we are on the march. And for our children and our grandchildren, we are living up to President Kennedy's inaugural admonition that here on Earth, God's work must truly be our own.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
And when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns.
That my mom also recognizes the role the Supreme Court has when it comes to gun control.
We need you to be able to use your executive powers to legislate that you can't carry guns in cars. You can't bring guns in buildings.
Wow. Let the congregation say amen.
The next time the court rules on gun control, will make a definitive ruling.
Who do you love? Howie Carr.
Well, today the big story isn't the election for the first time in a long time. It's Prince and the passing of Prince. Does this freeze the race a little bit? Maybe benefit Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who are coming off of big wins?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
1-800-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, we're here broadcasting today from the Republican State Convention in Bangor, Maine at the Cross Insurance Center. The big vote is tomorrow for the delegates. It's going to be a national story, I think, even though there's only 20 delegates involved. But we'd like to thank the sponsor of today's event, Gateway Title Insurance. Go to gatewaytitlemaine.com, gatewaytitlemaine.com, for title searches, title closings, and insurance. They have offices in Waterville, Belfast, Scarborough, Presque Isle, Lincoln, and Bangor. Give them a round of applause. They're there in the front row. Today's poll question is brought to you by Casper Mattress. Go to HowieCarrShow.com if you'd like to take part in it. Casper Mattress. April is Stress Awareness Month. Reduce your stress with a great night's sleep on a Casper. Go to Casper.com and use code Howie for $50 towards the purchase of your Casper mattress. Terms and conditions apply. Steve, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
This Earth Day, what are you more concerned about, global warming or energy prices?
I'll let you answer that question, Governor LePage. You more concerned about global warming or energy prices?
Energy prices.
97% agree with the governor. Energy prices are what they're concerned about.
Not just gas prices or fuel oil prices. You need some. We in New England need natural gas pipelines.
Yes.
We can't buy a thrill. We can't catch a break on this, can we?
Not at all.
It's just amazing. We'll talk more about that as we go along. Howie, is the cam working, says 508. No, the cam works in Needham, Massachusetts. We're in Bangor, Maine. So, no, the cam is up, I guess, and running, but it's...
They can see little Howie.
They can see... Oh, little Howie is up there. It's a cardboard cutout of Howie. Anyway, Governor LePage and Ann LePage are here with us, and Ann, thanks for being with us, and they just had a little domestic squabble about the... About the dog, Pepper, the previous dog, and
let it go, Howie.
Okay. I just wanted to get her to repeat what she said to the governor, but instead she decided to slap me down instead of her own spouse. So I'll let it slide. There are a couple of hundred people who heard it, and they'll spread it around the state of Maine. So, Governor LePage, tomorrow is the big vote here in Bangor. It's the actual Republican State Convention. Today's just kind of a warm up. So tomorrow the delegates to this convention have to elect the 20 delegates to the national convention in Cleveland.
That's correct. 23, in fact.
23. Yeah. Okay. So it's three for each congressional district. That's six.
That's correct.
And then there's 14 at large.
At large later on in the day. Yeah.
And then there's who are the other three?
I'm not sure how the last three get selected.
National chairman.
National
chairman and national chairwoman.
Right. And the chair of the party.
And the chair of the party. So what happened in the caucuses last month, I guess it was, the Cruz people won. They defeated the Trump people, even though you endorsed Donald Trump after your original candidate, Chris Christie, got out. This is the only state east of the Mississippi that Ted Cruz has carried. And so so why don't you explain to us what's been going on here the last couple of days?
Okay. The main people in the caucus selected Ted Cruz as the winner, and he received 12 delegates. Donald Trump had 9 delegates, and Kasich had 2 delegates. And over the last couple of weeks, the staff, the national people for Cruz, and our staff here in Maine have been trying to negotiate a unity ticket so that we'd elect 12 Cruz, 9 Trump, and 2 for Kasich. Last evening, they called us and they called it all off. And not only did
the Cruz people called it all off.
The Cruz people called it off, and not only did they call it off, but some Mr. Sawyer, the director for the Northeast, said that the governor was inconsequential, he was irrelevant, and he had no credibility with the Maine people, therefore he wasn't going to be a delegate.
Them's fighting words.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed, and I'll tell you why I'm disappointed. Enough of the national people. I'm disappointed that they're so arrogant that they're going to go against the will of the Maine people.
Maybe this is a setup question, but has anyone ever gotten more votes than you in the state of Maine?
Never. My opponent last time came in second.
Your opponent got the second most votes ever in the history of the state of Maine.
Yeah.
And you're number one. And what did he say you were?
He says I was irrelevant and I had no credibility with the people in the state of Maine.
And I think you used the word inconsequential.
Inconsequential.
You were the biggest vote getter in the history of the state of Maine, and you're inconsequential.
Yeah.
Did he tell you this directly, or did you?
No,
he
said it told it through my staff, chief of staff, and people in the audience way back there.
You heard it. You heard it, Sean.
Yeah, Sean spoke to him,
and he said that.
Yeah, and so they say we're not going to be on a ticket. So we're not going to have a unity ticket. The national Trump people are coming in, and they want all 23.
The national Cruz people.
Cruz people. The national Cruz people are coming in, and they were fighting for 23 delegates to go to the convention in Cleveland. And we're going to still put up a unity ballot because we believe that the Maine people wanted 9 for Trump, 2 for Kasich, and of course the winner got 12.
So you're going to put up a unity ballot with 12 Cruz people on it.
That's correct.
9 Trump and 2 Kasich people.
Right. We're
so
not.
Are they going to be the same? Are they going to be the same Cruz people as the Cruz people are going to be putting up?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the Cruz people. What I know is this. We want to honor what the Maine people said at the caucuses. We just want to do it right. We want to take the high road, and we say it's 12, 9, and 2. And Maine people deserve it. The people here, whether you're for Cruz, whether you're for Trump, whether you're for Kasich, you've all spoken, and we have to honor that. If you recall, in 2012, the Romney people tried the same thing. Rand Paul won the state. Ron Paul won the state in 12. He got all the delegates, and then they went into a big legal battle, and they split, and they sat some of the Romney people at the convention, which I decided not to go because of that.
Yeah, they were very angry at the convention in Tampa. I talked to them. Yeah.
I boycotted it because the people had spoken, And by saying that they had to seat Romney people back then, what they were truly saying is Maine people didn't run an honest convention. And I believe we ran it in 12 very honestly, and we're running it now very honestly, and I believe that the Cruz people ought to come to their senses.
But this is what they've done in other states.
I know. That's their motive operandi. And you know, folks, I don't have anything wrong with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, a conservative. In fact, politically, I probably size up with him much closer than I do with Donald. But there's one difference, major difference. It's in a little document called the Constitution of the United States. And it says you have to be natural born. And the reason I'm so touchy about it is I have two daughters who were born in New Brunswick, and they were not able to become natural born. They were forced to be naturalized by our government. And so Ted Cruz, who was just a few hundred miles away, maybe a little more than a couple hundred miles away in Canada, was born in Canada, the same situation.
But seven courts have ruled in his favor, Governor.
Not the Supreme Court. That's the one that counts.
So you think it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court if you were the nominee?
I think it ought to. The people, that if you read the Federalist Papers and you read the Constitution, it is so clear that you have to be born on this soil.
And let the record show that when the governor was talking about the Constitution, he was holding it up. He was holding it up. He's holding it up again. If only the Howie Cam were here to record this moment.
And it clearly says that those, that a president has to be naturally born in the U.S., with the exception of those people who were U.S. citizens prior to the Constitution being adopted. And he wasn't there.
He wasn't? But his father was with Lee Harvey Oswald, according to the National Enquirer. I don't believe it myself. So are you... Do you have the troops? I mean, you know, you have a statewide political organization. You have the state workforce, or some of them. I mean, can you turn back this this Cruz tide? I mean, I think they would have taken the deal if they thought you had a chance of winning. They don't think you can prevail.
That's correct. They don't think we can prevail. And frankly, I've never looked at it as a battle. I've looked at it as we're all Republicans. We've all decided we wanted 12, 9, and 2. And up until last night, I thought we had the deal. And they called and said, no, we don't want the deal. No deal. We're going this weekend with no deal. And I'm saying, wow, shocks me.
So, I mean, is this like a personal attack on you? I mean, is this going to be a slap in the face if you're not elected as a delegate? You're turned down by your own? No. It's not?
No, because I don't think it's the Maine people doing it. I think it's the national people doing it.
What would you tell the Cruz delegates who, I mean, I would assume, again, you're the highest vote getter in the history of the state. What would you tell the Cruz delegates tomorrow? What should they do tomorrow?
They should vote their conscience. If they believe that Cruz is right, vote for Cruz. If you think that I have a stake in Maine and I've done a job for Maine people, that I am relevant, then I think you should give me a vote.
Howie, the Mainers should vote their conscience, but we need to take a commercial break.
We're going to take a commercial break. 1-800-500-4242. If you want to call in and talk about this, you can. 1-800-500-4242. We got a lot of other issues to talk about with the governor as well. But if you want to call in on this, 1-800-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
One 800-500-4242. That's the toll-free number here of the Howie Carr Show. And I just wanted to speak briefly to Sean Ingram. He's an aide to Governor LePage, and he's the one who actually spoke to this Cruz person last night. So, Sean, also known as Bama, tell us exactly what happened. Who did you speak to, first of all?
Yeah, well, it's very clear. The governor has been looking at this, and he's not concerned about the national politics. He's thinking about the Maine people and Maine Republicans, and what he knows is we need party unity. We're going into a big, tough election year, and the governor wants the Republican Party in Maine to be united. And so he's asked me to reach out to the Cruz people, reach out to the Trump people, and let them know that we want to be the peacemaker here. We want party unity. And the Cruz people, David Sawyer of the National Ted Cruz campaign.
Do you know what his title is?
Northeast Political Director.
David Sawyer.
David Sawyer. He every day this week he's told us absolutely we're 1,000% on board. Every single day this week he said that. And then last night, before 8 o'clock, it was right before 8 o'clock at night, he said, no deal. He called and said, no deal. We don't care what we've talked about before. The governor doesn't matter, and we don't care, and we're going for everything, and you better be ready.
And did you ask him why he had reneged on his agreement?
He dodged the question. Of course we asked him that, or I asked him that, and he wouldn't answer. He wouldn't give us a straight answer.
Do you think this was the plan all along?
It's hard to know.
Was he trying to lull you guys to sleep?
Well, the thing is, we're not...
Let the record show the governor is nodding. That doesn't work on the radio, though, Governor.
Sir Sean's finished.
So it's possible. So we know that the local Cruz people here on the ground, they're good people. They love this country, and then they love the governor, and they wanted peace as well. And so it's not the local Cruz people. They're our friends, and we love them. But it's the National Cruz campaign that's done this, the D.C. establishment types.
The Washington cartel.
That's exactly
the coin
of
phrase. Who said the Washington cartel for the first time? Senator Cruz. Yes, right.
So that's what happened. So it's very possible that they've been lying to us the whole time.
Lying? Lying? Lying?
Yeah.
What's that name again? Lying?
Yeah.
So are you guys ready to fight tomorrow? Governor LePage, are you ready?
What we're going to do, listen, we said we were going to put a unity ballot up. We are going to do that. And we're going to let the delegates decide who goes to Cleveland. We're just asking that when we had the caucuses, everyone in Maine said it was Cruz 12, Trump 9, Kasich 2. I think we should go away tomorrow with that unity ballot. And I'm asking the Maine people to be fair.
Go ahead, Bama.
Our goal is to have a united Republican Party in Maine. We're not thinking nationally. We're thinking about Maine Republicans and what's best for the Maine people. And that's what that's the reason we're doing this.
So Bama, you better get back to work. Go lobby these people. Andy Smith's having a big cocktail party tonight. Let's get back to work. Thank you, Bama.
Thank you.
We got time for a call?
We do not.
We do not have time for a call. We'll take some calls when we come back, and we'll talk some more with the governor. We got a lot to talk to him about, including the sanctuary cities and the welfare cuts. I'm so happy that it's down 22%, Governor. There can't be many states where it's down 22%.
Well, I'll tell you this, and the Maine people should be proud of this. This week we were contacted by Congress and the government.
We'll finish it up. We'll finish it up on the other side. I'm Howard Garman. One 800 500 4242. This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ken's Place in Scarborough, Maine. Stop by today and have some of my favorite world-famous battered clams. I've already had some today, thanks to Dave Wilcox. And they've got copies of my book, Killers, for sale as well. And if you buy one while supplies last, you get a Carr for President T-shirt. They're all gone here in Bangor, but they're still available at Ken's. And thank you very much for all that, all your help and support, Ken. Dave Wilcox at Ken's. Before we go to the phones, a lot of people want to talk to you, Governor, about this and other issues as well, I'm sure. Everybody raise your hands who's a delegate here at tomorrow. So there's like a probably close to 100 people here mm-hmm. that are delegates. Address them directly, Governor, what they should do tomorrow, what you want them to, what you'd ask them to do.
What I'm asking is for Maine people have already spoken through the caucus system that Cruz gets 12 delegates, Trump gets 9 delegates, and Kasich gets 2 delegates. I'm just asking all the people attending the convention and all the delegates to please honor that in tomorrow's vote.
What would you say to this guy, David Sawyer? Do you think he was acting on instructions of Senator Cruz?
I have no idea, but he doesn't understand Maine, and I think Maine people live up to their word.
Rick, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage of Maine. Go ahead, Rick.
I think that's Buck.
Oh, Buck. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, it's Buck, Howie. Can
sorry.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener. You saved my life, dude.
Thank you.
Governor LePage.
It was the least I could do.
There you go. My last name's Goyen, G-O-U-I-N, and my father passed away not too long ago. He was big in the school, Sad 17, the administration district. He had the flags ordered to have staff. And that meant a lot to all of us. It's very, very cool. I had to tell my father that you did, you know, win by a popular vote for a reason, a time or two. He was big into the school. But that's just the way that goes. Totally on board with the way you feel about the way the delegates should be separated, delegated out. I voted for Trump. Simple as that. I would like my vote to count.
Well, I guess the argument that, they would make, Governor, is that they're committed to voting for Trump on the first ballot, correct?
That's correct. And,
but you think they should be committed beyond the first ballot if there is one?
No, but I don't think you should come in here and put 23 people on that you are guaranteed that all 23 will no longer use their judgment. They will do what you tell them. And I don't believe that we want to be dictated to.
Thanks for the call, Buck. 1-800-500-4242. The national media now is listening to this. Some of them, some of the conservative websites like Breitbart, they're listening to this now. I mean, is there a lesson here for the national race?
I think there's a big lesson here, and I would just say this: in 2012, this was tried by the Romney camp, by the establishment. The establishment came in and said, Ron Paul, you got all the delegates, but we were sleeping at the wheel, but we want half. And they went and got him. And he got absolutely destroyed in November with about 38% of the vote.
In Maine.
And President Obama got like 62%. So I think be careful what you wish for.
Alan, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage. Go ahead, Alan.
I'd just like to ask one question. I know that Ted Cruz was born in, I think, Calgary, Alberta.
Yes.
How is it that he can run for President of the United States?
I asked the same question, and that's the only reason I have not supported him. Because politically, I think we believe a lot of the same things. But the Constitution, I believe, is very clear. The problem, however, in the last 50 years of our Constitution is judges have started to rewrite it instead of interpreting it.
Thanks for the call, Alan. I'm sure there are Trump people listening to Cruz people listening to this right now, and they're saying, well, the governor is, accusing us of riding roughshod over him because he didn't do the necessary groundwork to get his people or the Trump people elected as delegates. And so now this is just sour grapes because he's going to lose tomorrow on the convention floor.
Then why did they lead us on until 8 o'clock last night that we were going to have a unity ballot and we were going to have the 12, 9, and 2? And at 8 o'clock last night, the deals are all off. So this whole time we were trying to negotiate in good faith and we were being deceived.
Mary Ann, you're next with Howie Carr and Governor Paul LePage.
Hi there. I kind of wanted to reiterate the same thing that was said with the first caller. that we, regardless of who is elected as a delegate tomorrow, that we do, we have 12 that will be bound to vote for Cruz in the first round, 9 vote for Trump, and 2 for Kasich. This, unless Trump or Cruz, who mathematically get enough delegates before the first round, the second round is what we're going for. And so each campaign should be trying to put as many as they possibly can onto the ballot. That's just the way it works. It's the rules of the game.
I have no problem with that. I just have the problem with the deception.
Shouldn't the Trump people, I'm not saying you, but shouldn't the Trump people have been a little better organized? I mean, there's no, you go out here, Governor, and you saw it. There's more signs for the guy running for national committee than there is for Trump.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if you were in the other hall, you'd see totally the opposite. There's Trump all over the, he's on every chair out in the delegate.
I mentioned earlier, if you go into the men's room, there's a sign that says, Stand with Bruce.
the issue to me is about honesty. If we're looking to unify a party nationally, and we want the White House, we want the House of Representatives, we want the Senate, we should not be deceiving each other. We did, in good faith, try to work with the Cruz campaign. And I think that the main people here in this room that support Cruz understand that they also believe that everything was above board. You let the people, you know, decide themselves. They're delegates. They're chosen because they're going to support whomever they want to support. And I agree with the caller. First ballot, you're committed by law. After that, there's a whole lot of negotiating. In fact, I was just reading that last time it was in Cleveland, it went to 103 ballots. So let the process take its course, but there's no need to deceive and there's no need to try to win everything.
Is there anybody here who's a Cruz delegate tomorrow? Is there anyone here who's not going to go along with what the governor says, who's just going to vote the straight Cruz ticket? That's you? So what, do you want to come up and talk? Might as well talk to this guy. You could make the pitch directly to him.
Yeah.
This is a Cruz. He's got a choose Cruz. Come on up there for that's where the microphone is. Get in there close to the microphone. And okay. So hi. Thanks for coming up. And what's your name?
Andy Hinckley.
Andy Hinckley. And where are you from, Andy?
From Charleston, here in Penobscot County.
Okay. And you were elected as a Cruz delegate to the convention.
I was elected as a delegate, and I am a Cruz supporter.
Okay, so are you going to vote? You going to vote the straight Cruz ticket?
My plan right now is to vote the straight Cruz ticket.
You're not influenced by what the governor's been talking about?
Of course I am, because I think very highly of him. He's the best governor we've had in my time in Maine.
Thank you.
Make your pitch, Governor. Directly, it's Andy Hinckley from Penobscot County.
Right.
Penobscot.
Penobscot.
Thank you.
I'm from Cumberland County.
My only pitch is very simple. We have been working with the Cruz campaign. They have assured us that they were all on board with having a unity ballot. In other words, we'd have 12, 9, and 2. After the first ballot, they all decide where they want to go. We're not asking Trump people to stay Trump. We're just saying let's elect people based on what the main people asked us to do and not come in and say, well, you have to vote for Trump on the first ballot, but the second ballot, you're voting for me. And I just don't like that kind of deception, and I'm just asking main people. We rejected it in 2012. I'm asking you to reject it in 2016.
Andy?
I understand what you're saying. You mentioned inside baseball earlier, and whatever happened last night is a little more inside than I get to be. I'm concerned. I think there's been some deception on the other side. It really strikes home. I was thinking of going over and speaking to your wife about this because I don't get a chance to talk to you very often. But the idea, my son is a West Point graduate. He is now a combat engineer. He was a platoon leader, and recently he's now back stateside. He is married. He's had his first child. He was fortunate enough to be in Hawaii when that child was born. He's probably going to be deployed after his next assignment, and his wife may very well go with him, and they may very well have a child that is born overseas. And I just don't believe that the founders of the Constitution, had they been able to envision that situation, would have said, you may not, your son may not be treated as a natural-born citizen.
And I will answer that to you this way. You're absolutely right. They did envision it. And in the Constitution, if you're on military leave, like John McCain was in Panama, he was a natural-born citizen because he was working for the United States government. And that is the way John McCain, and this happened several times with our leaders. So my point is, that's not the case with Ted Cruz. He was not in the military. His mother was not in the military. She was working in an engineering job. That's the only difference. That's why I make a difference. I make an exception. I don't claim that my daughters should be natural born because they served or didn't serve in the military. I'm with you 100%, and my wife would be with you 100%.
Andy, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
This thing, you voted for Paula Page twice, correct?
Absolutely.
Highest
I
vote
would vote for him again.
If
you next
if Ann lets him run right. Against Angus, do you think he deserves to be a delegate to the national convention?
I certainly think he deserves it.
Are you going to vote for him?
Not as it stands right now.
You're not going
to. There are other people that deserve to be delegates as well.
Even though you like the, you're going to take orders from the Cruz campaign.
I'm not taking orders in the Cruz campaign. I did not know of this kerfluffle that happened last night, and I was already decided that I am a Cruz supporter, and I want to see Mr. Cruz be our national presidential candidate.
Okay, so and my argument to that would be this. That is absolutely your prerogative as an individual. However, you should not be selected by the Cruz campaign to be for Cruz on the second ballot if you choose not to.
Well, I'm not sure I quite follow. Anybody that's on that list of Cruz delegates, if you want to use that term.
Do you think he's going to be elected to it as a delegate tomorrow?
I think he probably will.
So some of you are going to make an exception. And they're going to a little affirmative action for Governor LePage. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy, for the opportunity.
Andy, thanks for coming up. Well. I appreciate it. We know we put you on the spot, but sure. We appreciate it. Give a can for Andy Hinckley. 1-800-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
One 800-500-4242. We've had a great time here today in Bangor, and we're looking forward to the convention tomorrow. Give yourselves a hand, everybody. We thank everybody who came by, all the candidates, and Governor Paul LePage and Mrs. LePage, and everybody who brought us food and sponsored us, like a Gateway title. It's been a great day. We've really enjoyed it. Had a great time. Governor, you know, I know, you know, you're having some problems with the legislature. It goes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
So I have some advice for you on how to deal with this guy. I've been hearing about him, Roger Cates.
Yeah, you know, Roger, Roger is calls himself a Republican. He votes.
A lot of people do. Have you noticed?
Yeah, but
they're meeting in Hollywood, Florida, these last couple of days.
He votes against me more than Democrats do.
I know how you can reach out to him, Governor.
I'll tell you what we do is we get him to retire.
Assuming that doesn't work, here's my fallback plan. You start wearing a bow tie. It's an inside joke.
It's an inside joke.
People outside of Maine. Yeah, this guy is the original, you know, the bow-tied bum kissers of the Boston Globe. This is the bow-tied bum kisser of Augusta.
Yeah. He's a, you know, he's a very smart man. I have no problem with it. But he's the type of guy that if I was walking across the Kennebec River on July 4th, he would call the press and say, the governor can't swim.
Another old joke that works well in a live forum. Hey, listen, you got the now Maine and Massachusetts once again marching in tandem, whether it's New Balance or they used to be the same state. Now the marijuana referendum, it's on both of our ballots.
Yeah.
What's your thought about, as you know, Governor Baker, the Attorney General, the Mayor of Boston, they're all opposed. How do you stand on the marijuana?
I'm very much opposed. I mean, here we are, we're trying to stop people from smoking, and now we're giving them marijuana, which is 10 times worse than a filtered cigarette on your lungs. I just don't get it. I don't understand the value of legalizing marijuana.
Well, the other point is, and again, Massachusetts has passed an opioid crackdown bill. So is the legislature here. You've signed it.
Third toughest in the country.
What's the point of making one drug harder to get while you're making another drug, which I would say has less value than the opioids, legal? What is the rationale there?
I don't get the rationale. And the problem is this. They put the governor in a position that it's very, very difficult because a governor has to take an oath to the U.S. Constitution and an oath to the Maine Constitution. If you pass marijuana in Maine, I'm conflicted on which law I abide by.
Think it's going to pass? I think it's going to pass in Massachusetts.
I think it'll pass in Maine. It's unfortunate. I wish it wouldn't pass. I think it's not good for our children. It's certainly not good. You know, people say it's not a gateway drug, but when I was in high school and people that have died, passed on from opiate overdose started smoking marijuana.
Are you going to make that argument?
I'll make any arguments that people want to sit down and listen. I think legalizing marijuana is unnecessary.
But the same people, I'm sure, in many cases, who voted to make it harder to get opioids also voted to make it easier to get marijuana.
Oh, I agree. I agree, and I don't understand it.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. Put Governor LePage on the plane to Cleveland tomorrow. Please, do it. I'm Howie Carr.